The scripture declares that he has made you holy, he has sanctified you, he has given you every spiritual gift. The scripture says you lack no spiritual gift. Thank the Lord for that. Thank him that you lack no spiritual gift. Praise. Because you're one of his holy ones, you lack no spiritual gift. Because you belong to the glory, you lack no spiritual gift. Because you're a co-heir with Christ, you lack no spiritual gift. That God has blessed you with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places, so you lack no spiritual gift. Come on, give him glory, give him honor, give him praise. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. So you are a worker of wonders. Hallelujah. God can use you. God can use you to speak prophetically. Oh, the scripture is clear about that. It doesn't make you a prophet, but God can use you to speak from his heart to the hearts of his people, to the hearts of others. You can be a channel of blessing as you bring his word, as you bring his life, as you bring his power to others. See yourself as a channel. See yourself plugged into the Holy One. See yourself plugged into the Lord of glory. See yourself manifesting that life, manifesting that glory, manifesting that power in your life. Don't just think of yourself as an also-ran. You're not one who makes up the numbers in the church. You're not one that simply fills a chair on Sunday. You are a child of God. You are a child of glory. You are one of his holy saints. You lack no spiritual gift. God has given you authority over all the power of the enemy. God says whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever you release on earth is released in heaven. He's talking about you. He's talking about you. He's saying that you, as a person of faith, will do the same things as Jesus. You will love as Jesus loved. You will forgive as Jesus forgave. You will heal as Jesus healed. You will actually perform miracles in his name as Jesus performed miracles. This is his life to which he has called you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Christ is in you to do it through you. Christ is in you to work it through you. Praise you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Give you glory. Give you honor. We give you praise. Saratabadi eletubakalazidaba. Come on, get happy about it. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. 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 Palatapari aleto bakala zeta balatuba. Palatapari aleto bakala zeta bakala zitaba. Balandari aleto bakala zita di sanda bakala zandaba. Ombara zarabari aleto bakala zita di sandama. Opapari aleto bakala zita di sandari aleto bakala zundama. Opapari aleto bakala zita di sandama. Kalazundari aleto bakala zutaba. Hallelujah. You students love it when in the lectures I speak about the healings and the miracles that I've seen. You love to hear the stories. Well, God is saying it's time for you to get your own stories. Time to get your own healings. Time to get your own miracles. Time to see the supernatural power of God working in you and through you. Hallelujah. Come on, let's really focus on him and just lift our voices now and praise him. Oh, we praise you, Lord. We bless you. You have chosen the weak and the foolish to confound the wisdom of the wise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You didn't choose us because we're any great shakes. You just choose us to make us available to you as those you set apart to use for your glory. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. And Lord, we thank you that what we can do together is so much greater than whatever we could do on our own. Thank you, Lord, that we are a holy body, that we are a glorious body of believers. Thank you that we're a powerful body. Thank you that we're a body of authority. Hallelujah. Did you notice last night when we met with God in His glory, how He was getting us to speak authority over the churches, over the nation, over the nations, all over the world? We were speaking with authority. You know, things have changed in the world because of what God did in this room last night. Things are different in the world today than they would have been if that meeting hadn't have taken place. If we hadn't said and prayed and declared what we did, the world would not be the place that it is today. These are spiritual realities. We can't see. We can't see the evidence of that, but we know the truth of that. Hallelujah. Whatever you speak produces life. Do you know creation, the whole universe is expanding in a most amazing way. Why? Because God said, let there be light. And He hasn't revoked that word, so creation just goes on and on. When you speak life, when you speak healing, when you speak power, when you speak truth, when you speak holiness, when you speak glory, those words go on and on and on and on. Those words don't stop when you stop speaking. You have spoken something. You have sown something that is going on producing fruit. Those words will go on and on and on being effective. Hallelujah. They are the words of eternal life that you are speaking in the name of Jesus. Just understand that. When you speak good over your life, that good will go on and on and on. It won't just be goodness for a few moments while you're speaking, but you place your life under those good words, under those words that you see. So tonight you speak, yes, I am a holy child of God, and something changes in your life, something that will go on. It will go on indefinitely. You say, I am a child of your glory, and somehow that glory is going to be manifested in your life more and more. Come on, speak good over your life now. Speak these truths over your life now. I am a child of the truth. I am a child of the truth. I am a child of the truth. That truth will set you free. That truth will go on working in your life. Oh, hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. These are the words of eternal life. Heaven and earth will pass away, but these words will not pass away, because they're the words of truth that you have declared. And we speak those words of truth over our lives. We speak the Lord that we lack no spiritual gift. So we thank you that we're going to move in those spiritual gifts. We're going to move in your power. We're going to move in your anointing. We're going to move with your authority in greater ways than ever before. We're speaking it. We're declaring it. This is going to go on and on and on and on. Thank you that you're initiating something amongst us tonight. Thank you, Lord. It won't stop when the meeting stops. It's going to go on and on and on. Thank you that our lives are going to be different. Thank you this church is going to be different because of what you are causing to take place in our hearts and lives during these days. And we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. God has been speaking to me all week about expansion, how this church is going to expand, how Kingdom Faith is going to expand. We hear of other ministries expanding, and we say, well, when is this going to expand? It's going to expand as from tonight. There's going to be significant growth as from tonight, because God has been waiting to bring us to this place where we see that we are the people that He's called us to be. He hasn't wanted to reproduce something less than that. He wants to reproduce a holy people. He wants to reproduce a glorious people. He wants to reproduce a people of faith. He wants to reproduce a people of love. He wants to reproduce a people that are living in His word. He wants to reproduce a people that are living in His anointing. He's wanted to bring us to this place where we realize who we really are and what God can accomplish through us. And then He's going to reproduce that. He's going to multiply that. Hallelujah. More and more and more and more people are going to become like that. And we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Soon you will be wondering where they've all come from. Why are all these people turning up? Why do they just come on a Sunday without anybody bringing them? How is it that they hear about what God is doing? Well, it's spiritual reality. It's spiritual reality. God will do it by His Spirit. And we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. We bless your holy name. Yes, 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 I believe I am who you say I am, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. And we are as a people who you say we are as a people. We are your body. Together, we are your body. And each one of us is anointed. And each one of us is given by you a ministry. There will be many diverse ministries, but the same Spirit. Amen. All working together for the common good. Praise you, Jesus. Thank the Lord that He's made you part of something that's going to have such a dynamic effect upon so many other people. That is even going to have an effect on the destiny of nations. This is no exaggeration. This is the Word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are the good leaven in the lump of the world. We are the leaven of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Koratabaria letoba. I think there needs to be a flow of praise, don't you? Paparazataparia letoba kalasitri sanduma. Paparazataparia letoba kalasitri sanduma. Bazatabaria letoba kalasitri sanduma kalasanduma. Bazatabaria letoba kalasitri sanduma. Bazarabari aledo bagalazidri sandari aledo bagalazudaba. Bazarabari aledo bagalazidri sandama. Bazarabari aledo bagalazidri sandari aledo bagalazundama. Oh, hallelujah. We're not going to change the name, but I just believe God is saying, you now belong to new kingdom faith. You know, behold, He makes all things new. He's not just making you new, He's making kingdom faith new. He's doing something this week in us as a body. Something that we could never work out alone in independence, but only by being committed and devoted to Him in the body. He says, you are going to fulfill your part in the body. Hallelujah. And even those of you who are students, you're part of the body while you're here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Are you thinking right about yourself? I did a session with the students this morning. God is talking to us about the heart. Everything depends upon the nature of your heart. If your heart is right, your thinking will be right. If your thinking is right, your believing will be right. If your believing is right, your decisions will be right. And if your decisions are right, your actions will be right. And if your actions are right, the fruit will be right. Jesus says, a good tree cannot bear bad fruit. Neither can a bad tree bear good fruit. Okay, so you just have to decide, are you a good tree or a bad tree? Well, if you're a holy child of God, if you're a child of the glory, if Christ is in you, if you possess the gift of the Holy Spirit, you can't be a bad tree. You must be a good tree. Hallelujah. By the grace of God, through His mercy, you are a good tree. And good trees produce good fruit. So can you thank the Lord for all the fruit that He's going to produce through you? Hallelujah. You might have been a bad tree before you knew Jesus, but now He's made you new. Can there be things in a good tree that are not good? Yes. But then the Father comes along and prunes them. He prunes out the bad things, doesn't He? So that the tree will be more fruitful still. Father's got a very good pruning knife. Hallelujah. He's a good tree surgeon. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So thank the Lord that this week He's been cutting so many negatives out of your life. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, praise Him and thank Him. Really thank Him for that. Oh, bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Praise your holy name. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Oh, wonderful, wonderful Lord. Wonderful, wonderful Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, all these are truths about you. Now, I'm going to tell you another truth about you that Jesus says about you. You can do nothing apart from Him. Hallelujah. Amen. Apart from me, you can do nothing. But you see, you're not apart from Him. You're living in Him, and He's living in you, and you're living in His holiness, and you're a child of His glory, and His life and power is within you. So you're not apart from Him. So don't live as if you're apart from Him. Don't think of yourself as being apart from Him. Thank you, Lord. I'm a fruit bearer. A bearer of good fruit. I'm a good tree. Hallelujah. And I thank you when there's any disease in this tree, you get your pruning knife out and you cut out all the bad parts so that I'm more fruitful still. Because a good tree cannot bear bad fruit. Praise you, Lord. Bless you, Jesus. I praise your holy name. Are you at the same meeting that I'm at tonight? Are you thankful for what God has called you to be? Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Puratabaria leto bakalazita balandama. Oh, paparia ledo bakalazita di sandama. Oh, paparia ledo bakalazita di sandama. You know, I've always wanted to be part of a church where every member was a wonder worker. And I belong to such a church. Hallelujah. I want to belong to a church where every member is holy. Every member is a child of glory. Every member is a good tree, hallelujah, bearing good fruit. It's so good to be part of a church like that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord. What a mighty God. There is none like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, working wonders. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Do you believe it? Do you believe God can work wonders tonight? Do you believe he can work wonders now? Okay, just grab the hands of those who are either side of you. Let's make a chain of prayer. A chain of wonder workers. Hallelujah. Now listen. I'm just going to tell you a story. This is a true story. Few of you have heard it before, but not all of you. When I was a young pastor in the church, which was experiencing this move of God, we often prayed like this. In fact, every Sunday we prayed like this. But we believed that as we prayed, the power of God would move through the whole body and would meet every need in this chain of prayer. Now, one Sunday evening, there was a man who was a God-hater. That's how he described himself. He hated God and everything to do with God. He would never go near a church. He hated everything to do with Christianity, and he had a particular hatred for pastors. He had gone for a walk on the downs, which were not far from the side of Luton where we were. And, I mean, this is the testimony that he gave. One moment he was walking towards his home. The next moment he was standing outside our church building. And he never knew how he got there because he didn't walk there. Now, by principle, he would never go inside a church. There was the Sunday evening meeting going on where there were hundreds of people, not only from our congregation, but this is when they came from all over the place. The place was packed. The car park was full. And all the streets round about, there would be hundreds of cars. As he stood outside the building, he saw no cars. He had no knowledge or awareness that a service was going on. But there were some colored glass windows, stained glass windows, and it was a sunny evening. And you know, from the outside, stained glass just looks like broken bottles. And the sun was streaming right the way through these glass panels. They were more like panels. They weren't, you know, like saints in stained glass. They were just colored panels. And he had the thought, I wonder what it would look like to see the sun shining through these panels. So he decided to come in the building, not realizing anybody else was there. So he opened the door, and as he said, the worst of all possible things happened to him because he was greeted by a Christian. And there was only one seat left in the entire place in the back row. So he was shown to this seat. Apparently I was preaching at the time, and he sat there trying not to listen, furious with himself that he found himself in a service. At the end of the message, people stood up and I did what I've just done here. He made no response to the gospel. He was trying not even to listen. And I asked everybody to stand. And he said, well, I'm not standing. Then he realized, well, he was the only one sitting down. That was making himself a bit conspicuous. So he stood up. And then he saw everybody holding his hands. Well, I won't tell you what he said about that. You can leave that to your imagination. What he thought about these idiots holding hands. He put it in more flowery language than that. And then, to his horror, the two people either side of him grabbed hold of his hands. Now listen, immediately he was filled with the Holy Spirit. Immediately. He had no idea what happened to him. He had to come and seek me out the following day, and he came to me, and he actually turned up at our early morning prayer meeting at 6 o'clock. And he said to me, can you explain to me what has happened to me? He said, I took my dog for a walk, and I found, I always ignored people because I don't like people, but I found myself saying good morning to everybody. I said, what has happened to me? Well, there's quite a long story, because I'm not going to go into it, but that man ended up by being a Pied Piper. He befriended all the kids. Many of them, you know, their parents didn't really look after them. Some of them ran around even without shoes. He would buy them shoes. He would open his home to them. He hated kids, didn't have anything to do with kids beforehand. And every Sunday morning, he would lead a procession of children into the service and fill two whole rows with these children. See? All that happened because the people in that congregation believed that when we held hands, the power of God would move through the whole congregation. And even an unbeliever in that. And you know, at the end of the service, I never taught them to do this, but at the end of the service, people would always turn to the visitors and they'd say, has God met your need? Because they expected that to happen. And if anybody says, well, I'm not sure, I didn't know, they say, well, let us pray for you, because God doesn't want you to leave this building until you know your need has been met. Good stuff, eh? Your hands still there. Okay, just close your eyes. Focus on Jesus. See, the power of the Holy Spirit is in you. So the power of the Holy Spirit can move right the way through this chain of prayer. Hallelujah. It doesn't depend upon you. You're just part of the channel, you see. But the people either side of you are going to get blessed in a moment. Hallelujah. They're going to get blessed in a moment, because the power of God is going to flow right the way through this chain of prayer. Holy Spirit, we just depend upon you now. We thank you for the anointing that is upon our lives. We thank you for the anointing that is upon this meeting. And we give you all the glory, Lord, that we are a body anointed and empowered by the Holy Spirit. And Lord, as we stand in your holy presence tonight, as we link hands, we believe that your power flows right the way through this body. We thank you, Lord, that you're blessing. We thank you that you're anointing. We thank you for fresh oil, for fresh anointing coming upon every single person in this chain of prayer. Thank you, Lord, that you're blessing us in a fresh way. Thank you, Lord, that you're releasing your power, that you're releasing your love in our hearts and lives in a fresh way. And we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that every single person in this chain of prayer is being touched by your life and by your power right at this moment. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. Now thank you, Lord, that your healing power is flowing through this chain of prayer. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that healings are taking place. Thank you, Lord, that you're strengthening weak bodies with your power. Thank you, Lord, that diseases are being cast out now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that that power that was released through the shedding of your blood, that power is touching the lives of hearts, is touching the lives of emotions, is touching the bodies of your people. And we give you glory. We give you honor. Those varicose veins are being healed right at this moment. Somebody's heart murmur is being healed right at this moment. Somebody with a hole in the heart is being healed right at this moment. Somebody that has migraines, no more migraines, because you are healed now in the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody with a foot that's it's almost deformed, but you have a real problem with the foot, and God is healing you. God is doing a mighty miracle there. There's people with arthritic knees that are being set free right now by the name of, in the name of Jesus, as the power of His Spirit flows right the way through His body. We thank you, Lord. There's somebody with a skin condition that God is healing. There are those with allergies that God is healing right now. God doesn't want you to have allergies. He wants you to be allergy-free in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. We bless you. There are people with back problems. There's always lots of back problems that need healing. And God is healing those things now. Not just little niggles, but even important things, significant things. God is healing right at this moment. Come on, give Him glory. Believe, believe. Believe that those people whose hands you touch, they're being blessed right now. The one on the left, the one on the right, they're being blessed. God is meeting with them. God is going to their point of need. We thank you that that knee is being healed right now. That left knee that has cartilage problem, that's being healed right at this moment. We give you glory, Lord. We give you honor. Somebody's being healed in their eyes. Somebody else in their ears. God is healing you right now. Somebody whose sense of smell and taste is being restored right now in Jesus' name. Oh, we praise you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. You're the worker of wonders. You're the majestic in holiness. You're awesome in glory. Working wonders. Thank you that you're working wonders here tonight. Somebody who's been, you've been heavy. You've had a heavy spirit full of grief and sorrow. And God is setting you free right now. He's setting you free from that grief. Hallelujah. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you. There's somebody that here that's had a deep sense of inferiority, and God is setting you free from that tonight. You've listened to this word, and you've been saying tonight, it can't be true for me. It is true for you. And God is saying, I'm singling you out now. I know what is in your heart. I'm revealing these things for you personally, because you are a miracle worker. You are a child of my grace. You are a holy child of God. You are a child of glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Come on, keep praying. Keep believing. There's much more God can do. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Sarata parazata barati paranduma. O paparazata barazata bakalazatuba. O paparazata baria leruba kalazitu di sanduma. O paparia leruba. Somebody's got something wrong with the gullet and has problems swallowing. God is healing you right now in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Give you glory, give you honor, give you praise. Oh, there's people receiving internal healings now. Ladies are receiving various, you know, feminine problems are being healed right now. Praise God. We don't need to go into any detail, but God is just touching your life, your body right now. Somebody with a prolapsed womb, God is healing right now, lifting things back into place. Praise you, Jesus. Bless you, Lord. Give you all the glory, all the honor. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Oh, Papa, it's not what you feel, it's what you believe. It's not what you feel, it's what you believe. But when God speaks, you believe what he says. Amen. Hallelujah. You believe what he says and it happens. According to your faith, it will be done to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, cancer's being healed right now in Jesus' name. Cancer cannot withstand the power of God. You cancers have to leave the bodies of God's people. No tumors, no cancers in any part of any body in this place in the name of Jesus. We're a cancer-free body. Hallelujah. Pura taparia leto bakala zita di sandu. O pasarabaria leto bakala zita di sanduma. O paparia leto bakala zita. You know, when Jesus heard about Lazarus, he said, this sickness will not end in death. And God is saying to someone here tonight, you will not die, you will live. I believe as somebody that has received a death sentence medically, and God is saying to you, you will not die, you will live. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now just keep your hands. The Lord's just saying, child, I've got you to pray like this tonight because I want you to realize how much you need the body. It's not just you and me alone. You need the body of which I have made you a part. You need one another. And you need to be faithful to one another. And you need to be thankful for one another. Hallelujah. So can you do that now? Give thanks to God for the body to which you belong. Thank him for all the others in the chain. You won't know a lot of them. You won't know who they are. But that doesn't matter. You belong to them and they belong to you. We are literally all in this together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for every brother and sister. Thank you even for those that are amongst us who are visiting us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you're blessing them. Praise your holy name. You know, the scripture says that we belong to one another. If you belong to God, you belong to one another. That's what the scripture says when talking about the body of Christ. You belong to one another. Can you thank the Lord that you belong not only to God, but you belong to all the others? You belong to all the other members of this church. You belong to them, and they belong to you. Hallelujah. This is where you belong. This is where God has called you. This is where he's put you. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we praise your holy name. So just thank the Lord now for those on either side of you whose hands you've been holding. You might not know who they are, it doesn't matter. Thank the Lord for them. Thank the Lord that you've been a channel of blessing to them. The Spirit has flowed through you to them, and thank Him that they've been a blessing to you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name. Bless your holy name. Pura tabari aletu bagala sita di sandama. Baza tabari aletu bagala sita. Now just thank the Lord for what you have received. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Pura tabari aletu bagala sita di sandama. Baza tabari aletu bagala sita. Can you agree that you will pray for the body, that you will pray for all the others who are part of the body, even though you won't know them all? But Lord, I just thank you for every one of them. Keep us all faithful and true to you. Keep us moving together in unity. Lord, you prayed, Father, may they be one. May there always be that unity amongst us. We say no to any discord. We say no to any division. We say no to any independence. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we belong to one another. Hallelujah. Now thank the Lord that by this time next year, this would be a much bigger chain. There'd be many, many more people in this chain. So we thank you for that, Lord. We praise you. We thank you, Jesus. We give you all the glory, all the honor. We give you all the praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Pura taparia leto bakalazita di sandama. O paparia leto bakalazita di sandama. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, if you believe that God has touched your life as we've been praying in some way, just raise one of your hands. That means you can release hands now. Praise God. Praise God. See, as you believe, so let it be. That's what Jesus said. As you believe, so let it be. Let's give him the glory. Now listen, this is important. Every hand raised is an orange card on Sunday morning. Whichever congregation you belong to, you're an orange card. We want you to write down what you have received from God and give thanks. We need to hear what he's done. Amen. Come on, let's just rejoice and praise him as we finish. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Bless your holy name. Pura tabaria leto bakala sita di sandama. O paparia leto bakala sita di sandama. O paparia leto bakala sita di sandama. Oh, hallelujah. I expect there's some orange cards somewhere. You can probably write one out tonight before you leave. That would be good, wouldn't it? Because would you ever forget on a Sunday morning? But, you know, you might be sort of in a rush. Some people seem to be in a rush on a Sunday morning and have no time to write one out then. Well, you can write one out now. Somebody's got some orange cards somewhere, haven't they? Tell me that they have. They're in the hub. Okay, you've got orange cards in the hub. Praise God. Now just turn to those either side of you and thank them. Thank them for praying for you. Okay, now, just before we dismiss, are you ready? I'm going to give you a faith objective. Are you ready? To say, Lord, I want to be like one of those people that when I reach out in your name and touch their lives, your Holy Spirit comes upon them. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Lord, We want to thank you. These have been four very rich evenings that you've given us, all so totally different. But then you're a God who never needs to repeat himself. There is so much that you want to do in our lives. But Lord, we thank you that this is not the end. This is just the beginning of our 28 days of prayer and fasting. And thank you that you're going to go on moving in our lives all the way through these next weeks and beyond. But thank you, Lord, you're preparing us as a body for what you have in store for us in these coming months and years. And we give you all the glory, all the honor, in Jesus' mighty name. Come on, let's have a great shout of praise.
Well, tomorrow's going to be an exciting day then, isn't it? Whatever God's going to do through each one of us tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, come expecting whatever congregation you're in for God to do something new and fresh on Sunday. So bring your faith with you, bring expectation with you. It's going to be an exciting weekend. So there's still prayer meetings in the morning, 6 o'clock here. There's meetings at 8 at Roffey. There is no meeting tomorrow night. But you can still meet with God anyway. Just want to encourage you, you know, in your homes and your families, you know, just maybe tomorrow you'll have the opportunity to have communion, or over the weekend, you know, in your home as a family or a household, whatever that looks like in your situation. You know, have communion together, pray for one another, pray for the kids, speak blessing and God's goodness over your lives, over your family, your household. Pray for the people you're reaching out to. And, you know, let's see God touch some lives in the next few weeks. While we're pressing in with God deeper, we can see God impact other people's lives as well as ours. Is that right? Brilliant. Bless you guys. It's been great coming out, isn't it, the last few nights. Next Wednesday night is the next encounter night for Crawley and Horsham guys. We're meeting here. Worthing, have an encounter night down in Worthing next Wednesday. And which is going to be a great time down there as well. So that will enable more people in Worthing to actually be able to get involved because of the distance. So that'd be great. So bless you guys. Have a great night's sleep. A brilliant day tomorrow. We'll see you over the weekend. Bless you. Let's thank Pastor Colin, shall we, for just how he's led the last few days, just all his input. And let's thank the band as well. I know there's been lots of different musicians playing, but let's thank all the guys. Brilliant job. Great. See you later.